AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate's begun debate on a proposed spending bill that could end the government shutdown. Ed Donahue has details.
8 Democratic senators allowed the bill to reach a vote. There's no guarantee for the Democrats' demand to extend health care tax credits. There are Democrats like Minority Leader Chuck Schumer who will be voting no.
The health care crisis is causing millions of families back home sleepless nights because they don't know how they're going to afford health care insurance so much needed by their families.
Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy is a doctor. His proposal is money directly to patients.
What I am proposing with the pre-funded flexible spending account is actually more closely aligned with how the original authors of the Affordable Care Act wanted that legislation to be implemented.
This deal only guarantees a December vote on the enhanced premium tax credits. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration is again asking the Supreme Court to keep full SNAP food aid benefits on hold. Lower courts have ordered the government to keep all the money flowing. The high court is expected to rule tomorrow. States administering SNAP payments continue to face uncertainty over paying full benefits during the ongoing legal battles. Over the weekend, the Trump administration demanded states undo full benefits that were paid during the one-day window between a federal judge ordering full funding and the Supreme Court pausing that order. Meantime, air travel is still being affected by the shutdown. More than 2,100 flights canceled today as the FAA deepens cuts at 40 major airports. The Supreme Court's rejected a call to overturn its decision legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide, rejecting an appeal from a former Kentucky clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples after the court's 2015 ruling. Kim Davis had sought to overturn an order that she pay $360,000 in damages and attorney's fees. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks recovered nearly all the ground they lost last week, thanks to rallies in big tech companies and other market superstars. The S&P 500 climbed 1.5% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 381 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 2.3%. The Nasdaq had its best day since May. Nvidia helped lead the gains with a rally of 5.8%. That was a big turnaround from last week, when Nvidia and other winners of the frenzy around AI technology led the market lower. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
A 95-year-old billionaire Warren Buffett is warning shareholders that many companies will fare better than his Berkshire Hathaway in the decades ahead, but he's reassuring them that he remains confident in his successor. There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.